Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Russ Conroy. In this episode, my colleagues Ariana Pelosi and Megan Hollish spoke with Dr. Edward Kim and Dr. Richard Lee from City of Hope. They spoke about what integrative oncology strategies look like at City of Hope, how these treatments impact patient quality of life, and the development of a first-of-its-kind national integrative oncology program.
So just to start off, can you give a brief overview of what integrative oncology is? Dr. Kim or Dr. Lee, I don't know if either of you want to start off.
Go for it, Rich.
Sure, be happy to start. So integrative oncology is an approach that focuses on a holistic whole-person care that pulls on diverse traditions and cultures. Specifically, this situation, we're looking at traditional Chinese medicine and Eastern medicine, and how it can really provide a more comprehensive, effective way for patients to receive care. And so we're thinking about modalities such as acupuncture, meditation, yoga, massage, to figure out ways to help treat patients in a more holistic fashion. You know, many of our therapies today are actually derived from these kind of diverse cultures. So many of our chemotherapies are derived from plants. And so it really continues that tradition of looking outside the standard box of treatments and looking what else can we do to help improve care for patients with cancer.
Yeah, as someone who's not an expert in it, you get the expert description there from Dr. Lee. As someone who's not an expert in it, but certainly a fan, I look at it as a nice complementary way to incorporate Eastern techniques and Western techniques. Again, thinking of mind, body, soul, sort of that holistic approach, and really allowing us to be open-minded in different techniques that have the same goal in mind, which is to deliver the best care to a patient, not only treating the cancer with various drugs or techniques that we use, but more importantly, treating the patient as a whole, right? What are the things that worry them before or during treatment? What are the issues that are going to exist after treatment is done? And we call that survivorship, but, even more so, not just survivorship, but how do we improve their lifestyle after all the treatment and get them back as close as possible to baseline? And we feel that there's a lot of different techniques that we can use to help patients get back to normal or as close to normal as they can.
And just a final thoughts on that as well is that probably it's upwards of 40% of patients with cancer who are receiving treatment are utilizing integrative therapies. And so a lot of patients that we're seeing right now are incorporating these areas, but very few cancer centers are really focused or have a formal program to help educate, help guide patients on an appropriate evidence-based approach to integrative oncology. And that's what really we're looking to do here at City of Hope. With our Chern Family Center for Integrative Oncology.
Perfect. That was a great way to kick us off. And so segueing into the next question, how have you seen integrative oncology improve quality of life for your patients?
So integrative oncology can help patients in a variety of ways who are diagnosed with cancer, going through treatment, and heading into survivorship. Recently, there have been SIO, Society for Integrative Oncology, American Society for Clinical Oncology guidelines, practice guidelines, that have focused on the evidence and how these therapies can help. For the example, one of the first guidelines came out was for pain, and we noted that acupuncture can help patients with pain symptoms, as well as what we call mindfulness-based meditation techniques. These kind of techniques help patients relax. There's also data that massage techniques or reflexology can reduce pain. More recently, the SIO ASCO guidelines have talked about integrative approaches to anxiety and depression, and they found high levels of evidence that mindfulness-based stress reduction techniques are very good at reducing anxiety and reducing depression, as well as things like acupuncture, mind-body techniques, yoga. So there are a variety of things that we can be doing to help patients with their mood, with all the stress that they're experiencing. There's also data on helping patients with nausea using things like acupuncture, as well as natural plants derivatives, such as ginger has been shown to help reduce nausea in randomized controlled trials. So these types of integrative therapies are, as Dr. Kim mentioned, a great way to complement many of the standard of care options that we have and provide even further benefit in controlling these symptoms and allowing patients to have a better quality of life as they go through treatment and as they head into survivorship.
That's great. Dr. Kim, do you have anything to add?
No, I think that really sums it up. I think Rich had a great explanation on that topic.
All right, perfect. I know we work very closely with SIO over at Cancer Network, so their guidelines are really helpful all around. So moving on, what integrative oncology approaches do you use most commonly in your practices?
So as a GI medical oncologist, as well as trained in palliative care, and I see a lot of patients for integrative oncology consultation. And so there are a couple, I would say, more prominent reasons why patients may seek out an integrative oncology approach. One of the most common questions I receive is, I want to look at a more holistic or a more integrative approach to my cancer care as I go through treatment. And so we focus on a lot of the basics of integrative oncology, which I would consider focusing on areas like nutrition. How do we optimize the foods that they're eating to help reduce side effects and help maintain their health and wellness? And so we really focus on those aspects and tailor it to each patient. We talk about the role and importance of physical activity. Patients often feel like because I'm going through treatment, I don't need to be exercising. But in fact, the data indicates the opposite is that you should maintain your physical activity, remain active, not necessarily doing high vigorous activity, but even mild to moderate exercise can improve symptoms like fatigue, improve tolerability for treatments. And then we talk a lot about how do you help manage the stress and emotional changes that occur with a cancer diagnosis and going through treatment. So thinking about stress management techniques, guided imagery, hypnosis, yoga, meditation. There's a variety of these, what we call mind-body techniques that can be very beneficial for patients to help reduce the stress and anxiety that comes through the cancer journey. And we don't have to depend on a prescription to help them sleep better at night. If patients come in with symptoms like pain, I may talk to them about acupuncture, for which there's good randomized controlled data to demonstrate its benefits, as well as utilizing techniques such as massage therapy or music therapy as well to help reduce symptoms. So these are some of the very common integrative therapies that we are providing here at City of Hope, as well as that I commonly recommend for patients. And it's really a personalized approach depending on their needs and what they're experiencing.
Yeah, and I would say what's really important to us is not only utilizing the techniques that we have, and Dr. Lee has supplied a numerous number that we have, but also performing the research that really gets us to a point where these can either be recognized as standard of care or they shouldn't be. So our pursuit in this center, overarching, is not just to provide services, right? You have other institutions that are providing services and they make these available. We want to provide the services, but just like the academic institution that we are at City of Hope, we want to pursue the new standard of care. And whether that is in cancer therapies, immunotherapies, cellular therapies, now it's also the new standards of care in integrative therapies.
Absolutely. Very well said, Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee. And so looking at the City of Hope Center, how was this designed and created?
Maybe I'll start on that one, Rich. When I was hired and came to City of Hope Orange County in late 2020, I really had integrative oncology as one of my three primary goals. The other was prevention and screening, and the third one was precision medicine. And I needed someone who could be a leader of integrative oncology. There's only a few of these types of people out there. And we tracked Rich down, found him in Cleveland, and he agreed to come, even though we were a brand new center, you know, a second campus of City of Hope in Orange County. But we knew he was the absolute right person to be the pioneer, not only in this field, but at City of Hope to launch a program. We really didn't have much of a program at City of Hope prior to his arrival. And so he came down and started, and he was actually my first hire here at the Orange County campus. So, you know, you got to walk the walk, right? And so he was my first hire. And so we put aside resources so he could start his acupuncture program, massage therapy program, and build his team of services. He was doing aromatherapy. You know, he's gotten two large federal NCI grants to do research with. And so he walks the walk as well. During this time, I had been having conversations with the Chung family for almost about 18 months. And they have a longstanding history with City of Hope and over 20 years, but really they had not heard a vision like this regarding a new center, that we wanted to be the national leader in integrative oncology, to create a drug development institute that looked at natural products and other therapies. And so, you know, this is where we wanted to go. And they resonated with that vision because Rich was already here. He had already started building the program. He already was obtaining research grants. And so this gift, this very generous gift that they gave to City of Hope, the largest singular philanthropic gift for a cancer program in the history of City of Hope, has really accelerated the good work and the vision that Dr. Lee has in creating the premier integrative oncology program in the country.
I'll just add in that, you know, in parallel to what Dr. Kim was saying, you know, I think the field is relatively new, and I, for many years, I felt like there was a need to really establish a national center, but it was a matter of finding the right home and the right supporters. And I think at City of Hope, fortunately, all those stars aligned, where the institution was committed and the culture focused on whole person care was the right one. And together with the Panda Charitable Family Foundation, we were able to partner together to really create something very unique and first of its kind, national integrative oncology program that's really going to impact not only patients here at City of Hope, but patients everywhere as we become a leader and demonstrate how these types of approaches can really benefit all patients and demonstrate how it can be implemented into cancer care, not just at major academic cancer centers, but our vision is that even local community cancer centers are incorporating some aspects of integrative oncology.
So you both discussed a little bit about the design and the creation of this program, but how are you going to go about and execute the vision for the integrative oncology program?
That's where we get to put all the pressure on Rich. You know, we know that the stakes are higher when you have engaged philanthropists, and especially those as prominent as Peggy and Andrew Chung. And, you know, when they commit one of their largest gifts ever to an organization, again, $100 million gift, there's enthusiasm, there's excitement, but there's also pressure and accountability. And that's something that we all embrace strongly and actually want it, because it allows us a chance to prove it, per se. So Rich, tell them how you're going to do this.
Yes. Yeah, so we're really focused on a very broad, but a very deep approach that focuses on three key pillars, as very similar to most academic programs. We have our clinical care program, and we will be focusing on those clinical services that have the strongest evidence base that exists, and bringing forth those in a way and documenting how we can benefit patients through these therapies. Together, we want to also be conducting research and really conducting high quality, rigorous research that's going to move the field forward. So with our clinical program, we want to identify gaps and then try to address those gaps through these research questions. And our hope is that will eventually lead to large randomized controlled trials that then inform guidelines, such as the SIO ASCO guidelines that are coming out. And so that in the future, when they update those guidelines, they'll see that there's more research demonstrating there's now high quality instead of intermediate or low quality evidence that demonstrates the value of these types of programs. In our research arm, we also are, as mentioned by Dr. Kim, we're very interested in natural product drug development and continuing that tradition where it's estimated 30 to 40% of FDA-approved chemotherapies actually come from plants. And we believe there's a lot more yet to be discovered. And so we're going to be focusing on the laboratory, looking at plant extracts to identify the next Taxol or paclitaxel type agent that's going to be then approved for standard of care by the FDA for treatment of specific cancers. And then lastly, we're going to be looking at education. How do we train and the next generation of integrative oncologists? So there are more individuals like myself who are out there starting programs at both major academic cancer centers as well as community centers so that more and more patients will have access to these therapies locally where they are. And they don't necessarily have to go to a major cancer center like City of Hope in the future. That's our hope. And so we're going to be executing in all three of those areas. We're going to be doing so in a very deliberate way, again, tracking data, demonstrating value. And we're already on that journey. Even before the GIF, we had already started here in Orange County piloting a variety of different services. We're going to be slowly expanding across our network in Southern California, eventually across all our sites across the nation. And we're excited about this. And you know, the GIF is really accelerating our ability to execute on that plan.
Great. And so you both kind of have touched on this, but what aspects of the program are making it a first of its kind? Is there anything else you wanted to add on this?
So I think one of the major ways that this is first of its kind is that City of Hope is now one of the largest research and clinical cancer programs in the nation. We have five major campuses starting in Duarte and Orange County. And now we also have major centers in Chicago, Atlanta, Phoenix. And so there is no other national program of this size and scope that exists. And that's our goal, is to have integrative oncology be the standard of care no matter which center you're getting treated at. So Duarte, Orange County, Chicago, or Atlanta, Phoenix, patients are going to have access to these evidence-based integrative therapies. So I think that's really unique. And I think that the breadth and depth of what we hope to do, not only in the clinical care, but on the research and education, there are very few training programs and fellowships where individuals can get additional 1 to 2 years of training. That's what we plan to get started in the coming years as they dedicate an integrative oncology fellowship and to help train the next generation of integrative oncologists. So in many aspects, I think those are unique. And I think most important for patients is that it's going to be interwoven, part of the standard of care for patients who receive treatment at City of Hope. And I think that's going to kind of raise the bar in terms of how we implement these types of therapies for patients with cancer.
All right. And then so you mentioned that this has been established at City of Hope in California, and you're looking to expand this across your other sites. How can other institutions maybe follow suit or even begin to change their mindset of having integrative therapy as their standard of care?
I think there's got to be leaders out in front. And it's, you know, never easy to lead from the front because you encounter all the barriers and why you can't do something. You know, integrative is not a area where people look at to make huge amounts of money for their institution, right? It's on a different level of surgery or radiation or lab testing. But it's such, to me, an essential part of how to help a patient get through therapy and even offer them different types of therapy, again, to the mind, the body, and the soul. We are creating a training program where we plan to train the next generation of integrative oncologists. And we're hopeful that whenever someone is thinking about starting a program, they're going to look at our program as an example, but maybe even recruit one of these trainees to come lead their program. You know, the only way we're going to be able to increase access of these important programs to more people is to do the rigorous level one research that's needed in order to prove that there is a benefit of any particular area, whether it's utilization of aromatherapy, music therapy, acupuncture, you know, any of the drugs that Dr. Lee and his team would be studying. We need to do that because if we're rigorous and we show the results are positive, then we would expect them to be on the guidelines like NCCN, and then payers would then provide support to patients who want to have these services. And I think that's the gap right now that needs to happen. We have a lot of anecdotal research that's being done, and it's not driving this level one evidence so that the payers, you know, have to provide coverage. And I think that's our big goal here, is to be that institute that leads that. Now, there are other institutes in the country that are trying to do this, and so we will all work together as a team to do this. But we feel like the opportunity we have, not only with the establishment of the Chern Family Center for Integrative Oncology, not only that we have Dr. Richard Lee as our leader of this center, and not only that we have City of Hope, which is a top 10 cancer center with over 40 sites in the country, including campuses in Duarte, Irvine, Chicago, Atlanta, and Phoenix. We feel our potential impact will be great in this field.
Perfect. Dr. Lee, did you have anything else to add?
I agree with everything Dr. Kim just mentioned. And as he was talking about, there needs to be more leaders. I think that many cancer centers out there, both big and small, are interested, but just don't know how to do it. How do you practically get this done? And so in addition to driving the research and demonstrating the value, I think we also need to demonstrate a sustainable clinical model that others can utilize and then start their own program. And we hope to be able to provide options and clinical models that are sustainable. I think that's oftentimes the criticism of these large academic cancer centers, that they have these programs, but it's really not, it's hard to replicate just because of their unique situation. And so we want to figure out a model that is, you know, be able to be, you know, continued at other locations.
So perfectly segueing into the next question, Dr. Lee, how can community oncologists implement integrative oncology approaches into their practice?
So think about how community oncologists can start to incorporate integrative therapies. I think it starts with gaining education, which understandably there's not a lot of education on the topic, so we're trying to enhance that. So, reading about the SIO ASCO guidelines and attending conferences like the Society for Integrative Oncology, which we'll be hosting this fall in October, I think are great ways for community oncologists to kind of start to get their feet wet in the field. And then I think, especially for smaller programs, it might be a matter of identifying either staff or within your own institution that might have some integrative training. So there might be a nurse who's been trained in massage therapy or acupuncture. Or you think about, are there any community practitioners who you might want to collaborate with? And so that if patients are interested in acupuncture massage, you know somebody who is appropriately certified, trained, and that you could work with closely. So I think these might be some simple strategies for community oncologists to think about in terms of incorporating. And then keeping in mind that we really want to stick to the evidence, right? Where does the clinical research indicate that these types of integrative therapies are beneficial, but also avoiding things that haven't been shown to be proven. So I think that's really what's key about integrative medicine or integrative oncology. It's evidence-based approaches. And not every therapy is appropriate for every patient. So we really have to tailor it and make sure it's personalized for both that patient's safety and efficacy issues.
And so, Dr. Lee, one more question for you over here before we start to wrap up. When looking at these approaches, what integrative approach have you seen the most impact with in particular? I know you touched on massage therapy maybe, but which approach have you seen a lot of impact with in your practice?
So the integrative therapies that we will be providing, for which I think there's good evidence, will include acupuncture, massage, mind-body medicine, music therapy, art therapy. To be honest, I have seen that all of these therapies have had a major impact on patient care in different ways. So acupuncture for patients who might have refractory or chronic pain or refractory nausea, for which standard of care therapies may not be helping enough. I found that patients often will come back and say, wow, now my nausea is 50% decreased. Or patients who just can't sleep at night. They have so much stress and anxiety, and they've already been on two or three sleep aids, and they're not really helping. And I say, well, let's try some stress management with deep breathing exercises or meditation. And they come back a month later, they say, you know, I don't need those prescription sleep medicines anymore. I'm meditating at night 10 minutes and I'm getting a much better sleep and I don't have any of the side effects. And so what I found is that patients are already utilizing a lot of standard care therapies, but then they start incorporating these integrative therapies and they're able to come down on other treatments and get, if not better control of their symptoms and improvement in quality of life. And oftentimes patients just forget some of the basics of nutrition and exercise. It's surprising how often patients may want a new herb or supplement to try. And I say, well, let's just focus on your nutrition. Let's eat better. Let's start exercising. And suddenly their energy level is up and they can do things that haven't been able to do in the last 6 months. So I think all of these integrative therapies have great value. And some of them are just so simple, they're often overlooked. And now that the evidence is growing about how we can use them safely and appropriately, I hope more patients will be open-minded and think about it, as well as I hope more oncologists will think about integrative approaches as part of their own practice.
Yeah, I think that's really important, especially in this day and age when everything's sort of treated with medications versus like a holistic approach. So just wrapping up, is there anything else you'd like to add about the program or integrative oncology in general?
Well, we're super excited here at City of Hope about, you know, the upcoming 10 years because of this tremendous gift from the Chern Family Charitable Foundation and this $100 million gift. I'm hoping that we're going to really make an impact for patients here at City of Hope as well as everywhere around the nation and potentially the world. I'm very excited about the upcoming Society for Integrative Oncology conference. City of Hope is actually hosting that conference in October. This year, 2024, October 25th to the 27th, this is the premier integrative oncology program where we highlight some of the best research that's ongoing and looking forward in the field. And so that's going to be great for us to be hosting and bringing, you know, over 500 international attendees to really push the field forward of integrative oncology. So, and we're just looking forward to the partnership with the Panda Express family and what we can do together along with City of Hope.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at cancernetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at cancer-network.